interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, before you bring us back to the 360 with some Whidbey Island 911 to finish off the week, we'll start in West Virginia. I'll start with a couple stories about some ill-gotten gain in the form of some credit and debit cards. A Walmart worker in West Virginia has been accused of stealing gift cards from the store. This is a 63-year-old man. He's been employed as an associate at Walmart there in Moundsville, West Virginia. And between September of 2019 and January of 2020, we're looking at about 3 months, he stole upwards of $124,000 in gift cards, and he's facing 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So this dude, over the course of the 3 months period, he was averaging $40,000 a month.
Can I
stealing cards from Walmart?
Can I pay for that fine and gift cards?
How about that? And then how about these guys with the cards? Two mortuary technicians from the New York City Medical Examiner's Office allegedly stole debit and credit cards from dead bodies and used them to spend on thousands of dollars of personal items. First, the court documents reveal a guy named Willie Garcon is accused of using the debit cards of multiple dead people to buy $6,500 worth of items, including plane tickets to Florida and an air conditioning unit for his wife's house in Boca Raton. The other guy, his co-worker, Charles McFadden, used five dead people's credit cards to charge nearly $13,500 worth of goods, mostly from CVS stores between 2014 and 2019. He admitted using three credit cards stolen from living people as well as dead people, so he is equal opportunity. And he said he'd use things to purchase, like, stamps from the post office, food from McDonald's. In fact, one person's card, he used 374 times. Aren't you going to get a notice or something? Somebody can tell you?
I don't know, but with that story, I got stuck on the name Willie Garcon.
Willie Garcon.
That's not, Willie's not the first name I imagine with the last name of Garcon. I'm thinking more of Pierre, Henri, maybe Claude.
Willie Garcon.
But Willie.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
The guy that used that one card 374 times, how about the theft protection on that card?
Not good. Non-existent. All right, these are the calls coming into the authorities on Whidbey Island. Let's run through them. Thursday, February 11th, 3:09 a.m., Tree Frog Lane. 911 caller says, I gave this woman the keys to my car so she could get her cigarettes out of the car, and she drove off with my car. Thursday, February 11th, 3:56 p.m., Nubian Way. 911 caller says, I was involved in some premeditated kleptomania. I'm going to need to meet with a prosecuting attorney.
Those are some big words.
Thursday, February 11th, 6:02 p.m., Northgate Drive. 911 caller says, I just drove by some storage units, and a woman over there challenged me to a fight. Thursday, February 11th, 10:44 p.m., State Route 525. 911 caller says, my mom has been getting in everyone's face over here. Friday.
Is that the same woman at the storage locker?
Friday, February 12th, 4:35 p.m., Rosemont Drive. 911 caller says, I'm having problems calling Salt Lake City. Can you make sure it's still on the map? Somebody do a wellness check with Salt Lake City for me. And finally, Saturday, February 13th, 12:23 a.m., Cherry Street. 911 caller says, Is this the number for the time and temperature?
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
Yeah, it's 9/11.